Hezbollah says it will retaliate for the explosions of communication devices, walkie-talkies and pagers that have killed 32 people and wounded more than 2,400 others over the past 2 days. The militant group and Lebanese officials have blamed Israel. Israel has not claimed responsibility, and the U.S. denies involvement. Joining us right now with the latest details is CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland. Jeff, when we first heard this story, I think the first question people were asking was pagers. I hadn't heard about pagers in quite some time, but how did all these devices explode at the same time? Do we know?
Yeah, this is a pretty startling story, Debbie, to say the very least. Apparently what happened was Hezbollah had become concerned that the use of cell phones, which they use for command and control, had become more vulnerable for the Israelis to track and then target those devices. So they purchased about 5,000 pagers, obviously somewhat less technologically sophisticated, but perhaps more secure, and distributed those. Somehow the Israelis were able to interrupt that supply chain, which apparently some people believe came from Taiwan. The Taiwanese say actually it was a subsidiary or licensing company that they have in Hungary produced these, and the Israelis were able to interrupt that supply chain, insert a small amount of plastic explosives in each one of these 5,000 pagers, and with a detonating device. So when they sent a particular signal, the particular pager would ring, and then it would explode a few seconds later. And that's how this particular operation was conducted.
By the way, it was great to see you in studio a couple of weeks ago. We appreciate that visit very much, and great to talk to you again. Where is this headed right now? I mean, who is taking credit? Does anyone take credit? And why did this particular incident happen now? I mean, couldn't this escalate what's going on in the Mideast?
Absolutely true, Tom, without question. Who has taken credit for it? Nobody's publicly taken credit. The Israelis have not. They normally don't for these kind of operations. That being said, the Israeli Defense Minister, Gallant, has said that the focus now of the Israeli military is more and more in the north. Don't forget, about 60,000 or more Israelis have fled the northern portion of the country early on in this particular conflict, because almost from the very onset, Hezbollah threw their support to Hamas and began artillery and missile strikes against northern Israel, causing that evacuation. So now, as the war in Gaza seems to be dampening down to more of an insurgency, Israeli military is focusing on their efforts to get those people back in their homes. And in fact, the cabinet actually voted to make the operation to stop this conflict with Hezbollah of equal importance to freeing the hostages and destroying Hamas as goals in the overall effort. And we've seen some repositioning of Israeli military forces. Why now? Unclear, but the supposition is the Israelis were concerned that Hezbollah might learn that these devices had been infected with these explosives. So it was kind of use it or lose it moments. If we don't use these now in terms of doing more damage to their command and control and some of their leadership, we won't be able to. That seems to be the assumption, but I have to stress that's an assumption right now. What does it mean for the future? Well, you can make the argument on the one hand that the Israelis conducting such a technologically sophisticated attack will hopefully deter Hezbollah from escalation, because Hezbollah, A, lost some leaders, B, lost their command and control, and C, just got a big warning that this particular adversary, Israel, may have infected all of our particular networks, and do we necessarily want to go to a major conflict with them right now? On the other hand, one could argue you've painted Hezbollah into a corner, and if they don't respond, and respond in a big way, that they then become marginalized as, if you will, one of the leading, if not the leading, terrorist organization in the region.
We've got less than a minute left, Jeff, but is there a connection between Hamas and Hezbollah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the very beginning, Hezbollah threw their support to Hamas and began firing weapons. And there was always the supposition or assumption that if, in fact, a ceasefire was achieved with Hamas, we'd see a ceasefire in the north. You may recall back in December of last year when there was a temporary ceasefire and exchanged hostages for Palestinian prisoners, Hamas suspended their activities as well. So there's always been that indirect support. And then furthermore, both of them draw support from Iran, who ultimately may be the ultimate decider on whether or not this conflict frankly escalates and moves towards a more regional conflict or, in fact, dampens down.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel and CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland with us on KMOX. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.